welcome to the summer series with me, Nicole Sachs, on the Cure for Chronic Pain Network. You are here. You are here and we are back. Hi guys, this is Nicole Sachs and welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain Network. You know, when I lecture to groups of people, oftentimes the first slide I throw up there is a pin drop, kind of like a map, and it says, you are here. Because I never want to lose the significance of what it means to show up for yourself, to bring your willingness and your openness and maybe do something different. Just to be in the space of presence, it's the beginning of everything good. So I want to begin this by celebrating that. You are here, I am here, we're together. So if you've been following my work and my podcast, you know that the last 2 months I've been on hiatus from the podcast, taking a pause to allow me some perspective in my own life and in that way to begin to know what is next for us. When I have perspective on me, oftentimes I have perspective on us and this work. And as you know, if you've been following it, I use my chronic pain journey. I use myself as my best case study. I know myself best, so I use my challenges and my triumphs to bring you through this journey, to use that as an invitation to look at yourself. And we look at ourselves together. And that has always been the way we do it here. And I think about the pandemic and how it's required us to slow down and pause in ways I can't speak for you, but I had never imagined and expected. And I think that in that pause, I find myself at a crossroads. You know, how do we learn to come alive again? How do we combine resolving chronic pain and anxiety, so what I see is removing the negative, with filling that space with possibilities and growth and joy and meaning, which I see as adding the positive? Because these two concepts combined are, at least as I see it, the most powerful recipe for a life well lived. You know, what do we really want here? I always say, this is your life. This is your life. How do we best want to live it? So we will always focus on this podcast on the removal of the negative, on looking at our chronic pain, on making sure that we aren't hiding from anything, on giving you the concrete tools you need to move through this process and live a life free of chronic pain. That will always be part of our goal. But now I want to expand it. I want to expand our goal into also adding the positive. Whatever that means for you, you know, what we're going to do with that space that is created when we remove all that effort that you've spent on managing your pain, what are we going to fill it with? You know, what does that look like? Does that look like finding love or getting more connected with your family or finding more ease in parenting or expanding your friend group and creating more community or finding more purpose in your work? There's so many ways in which we can be curious about what we want to add into this incredible life well lived. So that starts now. And the way I want to do it is I want to move beyond simply using myself as my best case study. I want to learn you. So here's what we're going to do this summer of community building. I'm creating a platform right now. I'm announcing the details next week to capture your voices and to bring you directly onto the podcast with me. So I want to answer your questions. I want to learn your needs. And through that, we're going to create topics that take us through this summer based on all of us. So some of those captures, some of those shares, we're going to bring directly onto air and I'm going to answer your questions, but all of them are going to be heard by me and by my producers so that we're gathering all the information together. And that way, in the fall, my goal is to crystallize it all into a plan to take us more deeply through the wellness journey, a really concrete quest into you, into what you want out of life, into removing the negative, but also into adding this expansiveness into your life. So that is our goal this summer. We're going to be spending time together. I see summer as a chill time, a time where we can kind of go with the flow. I've been planning a lot of travel for the summer, so I'm going to take my microphone with me And this podcast will drop every Friday. It will be you, it will be me, it will be guests that I bring on in order to gather this information and to figure out where we are, to kind of embody the three words that have been holding a lot of space in my head lately: allow, name, and release. Allow, okay, so allowing us to see and hear and witness where we've been, how we feel, what we're going through, what we've been through, how it resides in us. Allow, make space for it, notice it, and then name it. That's where our journal speak practice comes in. Allowing ourselves to name it. What are our trauma responses? Why do we continue habitually responding to life the way we do? What do we want to hold on to? What do we want to let go? And just making space for naming it is the best way to bring the third word of this triad in, which is release. Allow, name, release. Once we've allowed our experiences and named them, how do we release it? Really release it, not just let it go in that kind of spiritual bypassing kind of way. Release what we have been held back by doing over and over and over again, releasing that into the shared energy of community, into our higher power or our higher self, or whatever you consider your conception of your God. You know, I often say release it into your ocean. When I was first trying to conceive of something greater than myself, I used to stand at the edge of the ocean and watch the waves come in and out, crash on the shore, and say, well, Nicole, that's bigger than you. Maybe you don't have to have all the answers. Maybe you don't have to control everything. Maybe you can replace your fear with curiosity. That's how it really began for me. And so whatever your ocean is, releasing into that, letting us as a community hold space for all of us to allow, name, and release and make space for what we want, that bigger, more expansive possibility of life. So that's what this summer is going to be about. And I'm so excited. So stay tuned next week. I'm going to be announcing details where we can all share together. And I'm going to be announcing more topics and more plans going forward. So that's how we're going to spend the summer together. And I'm really, really excited. So more soon, but until next week, this is me, Nicole, on the Cure for Chronic Pain Network. And I really look forward to spending the summer with you. All right, till then, bye-bye.